sound system, so it didn't make it. That's why it didn't make it on YouTube last week. I think they're getting it geared up right now. We're good to go. I'd like to welcome everybody here today and those listening by YouTube and on our website. Today will be a blessing to you. Brother Larry will be back next week, Lord willing. And I'm looking forward to him getting back and being here. Last week, we looked at an Old Testament picture of a New Testament truth. We're going to do the same today. It's often been said that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. And the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. There were a lot of pictures that took place in the Old Testament that they saw but may not quite have understood until Jesus came. And a lot of those pictures were then revealed to them, and they began to understand what God had planned and what had been written in the Old Testament. They saw it then. And they could look back and say, oh, this is what that was talking about. This is one of those pictures today. Take your Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. This is a story about when Abraham offered up Isaac on an altar. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. I think that's those words right there are very telling about Abraham's relationship with his heavenly father. They were very close. And he said unto him, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac. Remember now, Isaac was the son of promise. Isaac, he had another son named Ishmael, but he was not the son of promise. Isaac was the son of promise. Isaac, God had told Abraham, I'm going to make your seed as the sand that's on the seashore. And it was going to be through Isaac. Take now thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. Remember that name, Moriah. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains of which I will tell thee. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. And on the third day, remember that third day we saw that while ago in the reading, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. And then it says, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, said, here I am, my son. And that's Abraham answered. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they too went, both of them, together. I believe that's very telling of Abraham's relationship with his son Isaac. They went together. When he called on Isaac, Isaac said, here am I. When Isaac spoke to his father, he said, here am I. It's very telling of their relationship with each other. I believe they were very close. He loved that son dearly. He was the son of his old age. But God gave Abraham a command, and gave him something to do. And it was to offer his son Isaac. Isaac didn't know what was going on. All he knew was, we're going to go up here and we're going to have an offering. And we're going to worship God and have a sacrifice. Come on, Isaac. Come on up here, son. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Come on up here, son. Not yet. You just come on up here. How you doing, son?
I'm great. Thanks, Dad.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I'm glad to see you, brother, my son. Yeah. You trust me, son?
Absolutely.
That's great to know. I'm glad you do that. Yes. You just keep your eyes on me and you trust me, all right?
Yes, sir.
By the way, that's how God intends for us to look at him. Trust him with everything that we have. Everything that belongs to us. We ought to trust him in everything. And he said, well, son, we're going to go up on the mountain here. God showed me a place where we need to go to. And we're going to have an offering. We're going to worship God up there on that mountain together. You and me, okay?
Okay.
Is that all right? You trust me?
No, that's good.
That's good to hear. Now, come here, son. I want you to help me out here. And they went and they had this wood. And Abraham took that wood and he gave it to Isaac. Here, Isaac, I want you to carry that.
Okay? Yes,
all right. And Abraham got his knife, stuck it in his belt. Then he got the fire and he got the rope. So, come on, son, let's go over here. And then about this time, Isaac's wondering, Daddy?
That's my line.
Oh, yeah. You say your line.
Hey, Dad, what are we going to do for an offering?
We're going to have an offering. We're going to have a sacrifice.
Where's the lamb?
Where's the lamb? Well, son, God's going to provide himself as a lamb. All right?
Is that okay? I'm a little worried.
You're a little worried? No need to worry, son.
Okay.
Everything's going to be just fine.
I trust you.
Okay. Then it says, Abraham, they got up on that place where God told him to go, the exact place where God said to go. And Abraham got there. Now, stand over. Sorry. Look, he built an altar of wood. And it said an altar of wood. And so he got that ready. And then he takes the wood. And it says he placed the wood in order on the altar. We're just going to drop that right there. Don't worry, folks. Nothing's going to be destroyed. Everything's going to be fine. This is all illustration purpose. And then Abraham took a rope. And he wrapped Isaac up. Now, you trust me, son?
A little, yes.
I love you, son, okay? Everything's going to be just fine, all right? Okay.
I'll clean my room better next time.
Okay.
Promise.
You getting dizzy?
Getting there.
Okay. All right. So yeah, he ties up Isaac. He says he bound him up. And then he took Isaac and he placed him on the altar and laid him there. You okay?
Yes.
You comfortable? You need a pillow?
No.
Okay. So I can picture remember. Abraham loved his son Isaac. He loved him. He was dear to him. And I can picture Abraham saying, I love you, son. Now, son, many of you heard this before. This is going to hurt me worse than it hurts you. You believe me? Abraham took his sword. He pulled it out. Now, Isaac, everything we see in Scripture, there's nowhere in Scripture that it says that Isaac was scared. That gives us the thought that Isaac trusted his father with everything. He had complete confidence in his father that everything was going to be all right. But Abraham, from the time that God told Abraham to offer up his son, in Abraham's eyes, Isaac was as good as dead. Because he was willing to obey God in everything. You mean to tell me that God was for human sacrifice? No, he's not. Remember, it's a test to test Abraham's faith and his obedience. Then Abraham raised the sword.
Abraham. Abraham.
Here am I.
Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.
Yes. I told you, son, everything be just fine. He tested him. Abraham was willing to be obedient to God the Father in everything. Everything. No matter what it was, he had complete confidence in God that even though God told him to sacrifice Isaac, his only son, he knew God had the power to raise him back to life again. And that's the picture Abraham is seeing, his own son being offered, and dying and coming back to life. That's what he saw. Then God showed him something. He showed him a ram in the woods that was caught by his horns. And Abraham went and took that ram and offered that ram up instead of Isaac. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. He offered that ram instead of Isaac. In our reading in verse 13, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. That means God will provide. Everything Abraham needed to do for that sacrifice was provided by God. He provided a sacrificial lamb, that ram there that was caught in the woods. God provided that. Abraham didn't know that was going to be there, but he provided that. Then it says this. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. That was prophetic. Well, Brother Gary, what does this chapter 22 have to do with 2 Samuel chapter 24? It has a lot to do with it. Turn back over there to chapter 24, 2 Samuel 24. See, everything was provided. Here's David. He goes there. He numbers the people, which he shouldn't have done. And what David was doing, he was numbering the people to know how many of them there were. It didn't matter how there were. All he needed to do was depend on God to take care of him. He didn't need to know the number of how many of them there were. So he numbers them. God tells him, you're going to have 3 days of pestilence. And then David sees that death angel. It's coming along, and the death angel gets to that hillside over there. It had to be up on a mountain so everybody could see it, because everybody saw the death angel there. And God told the angel, okay, it's enough. You stay right there. Don't do any more killing. It's enough. David saw the death angel up there. And God told Gad, you go tell David to go up there on that hillside there where Arunah and his threshing floor is, and you offer up a sacrifice. So David went over there. What did he find? Everything there for a sacrifice that was provided. But David said, I'm not going to do it unless I pay for it. So he purchased that hillside that where that threshing floor was, and they offered a sacrifice right there on Arunah's threshing floor. David purchased that land, and everything was provided there, and they had to sacrifice. Now, everything was provided. The oxen became, by the way, the oxen there in this story became the substitute for the people that the death angel was killing, was taking their lives. A substitute. When God tests our faith, it is to show us how strong we are in our faith in Him. Sometimes we don't really know how strong our faith is. And what he's doing, he is testing us and showing us how strong we are. God does nothing by accident. There is a reason why things happen the way they do. It's all in God's plan. He knows exactly what he's doing. We may not know. We may not understand. But listen, God knows. He knows, by the way, listen very carefully. He knows where you are at in your life. He knows what's going on in your life today. He knows how to get you to the other side. He knows all of that. He's got that all planned out. Though we may not understand, we may not know what's going on, he does. He has the plan and the way to work it out. Now, remember this aruna, this threshing floor, the place where Abraham offered up Isaac. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter number 3. David wanted to build a temple to the Lord. God told him, nope, you're not building it. Your son will build it. You killed too many people, you fought too many wars, and you're not going to build it, but your son will. But what David did do, he began to collect the material. He collected the wood. He gathered the stones that would be used. He gathered all the jewels. He gathered the gold and the silver and everything that was going to be used to build that temple and got it prepared and ready for Isaac to build. And Isaac began to build. Now look. Oh, I'm not in chapter 3 yet. That's why. Okay. Chapter 3, verse 1. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David, his father, in the place that David had prepared the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. You mean that place where David was, where Solomon was building that temple? That's the place where David had gone up there and had seen the death angel there, and where he went and bought those oxen and wood and all that and offered a sacrifice. Yep, very same place. That's where Solomon built that very first temple. Well, why does that apply to us? Well, it is believed, some and even some have I've heard preach say that the very place where Mount Calvary was the same place where David offered that sacrifice. Same place where Abraham offered Isaac. Others say, no, and it can't be. But it's the same mountain range. May not be the exact place, but it's the same mountain range. Remember what God told Abraham? In the mount it shall be seen. It was prophetic one day when Jesus would go to a cross and die on the cross there and become our substitute. Everything was provided. Everything's been provided for our salvation, folks. Not one thing was needed to be purchased. Not one thing was needed to be done. It was provided in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for us. Right there. And God planned it all out, all the way back showing Abraham what was going to take place some 2,000 years later on a hill called Mount Calvary. Jesus did that for us. Parents, Abraham had a choice. He could have said, no, I'm not going to offer up my son Isaac. I just don't have that kind of faith. But he had that kind of faith, and he offered him. Parents, trust your children to God. You'll never be sorry. Trust your children to God. Give him to them. Knows what he's doing. knows how to work in their life. And he knows what they need. Trust him. Listen, you can have complete confidence in God that he knows exactly what he's doing. When my kids were born, each one of them, in that hospital room, the very first time I ever got to hold them, Robbie was in a hospital room the first time I got to hold him. Raised him up in the air, and I said, God, he's yours. I got to be in the operating room when Sarah was born. And when they took that little girl and placed her in my hands there in that operating room, I raised her up in the air and said, God, she's yours. Boy, we went through some things with our kids. Scary things. And both my kids really went through something in their life that they could have died from. We were scared to death when they told us about the tumor Sarah had. Scared us to death. But we had complete confidence that God knew what he was doing and God would take care of it. She was 11 years old then. She's 30 years old today. God had blessed us with our kids. Parents, you'll take care of your kids. No matter what, you just depend on him. If you're here today, and you don't know Jesus, there's no reason why not to. Everything's been provided. There's nothing you have to do but call on him. You have a free will. Abraham had a free will. He could have said no and not offer him up. You have a free will that you could say no. You don't want to do that, but you should. Trust him. Parents, trust him. Folks, trust him. He knows what he's doing with our lives. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for what you provided. Thank you for this story of Isaac and Abraham and how you took care of them. You provided everything. Abraham really didn't have to do anything. It was there. All he had to do was reach out and take it. And that's how salvation is. All we have to do is reach out and take it. It's provided. I pray, Lord, if someone doesn't know you, they'll trust you today. May we, your people, may we have complete confidence. May our confidence be all in you and everything that you're doing in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, heads bowed, eyes closed. She's going to miss.